I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for April 2nd, 2018 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini here. Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanum?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lutfi?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. We welcome you all to our City Council meeting. If you have questions during the meeting, please raise your hand and I'll recognize you at the appropriate time. At this time, we invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Richardson.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, I have no outright additions. However, there was distributed at your places tonight a copy of Resolution 6, 2018, describing the services that will be provided to the proposed area of annexation. Mrs. Westfall, do you have any additional items?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would just like to add a report on the Committee of the Whole meeting held at 6:30.
We'll make that 8A, Committee of the Whole report.
Thank you.
Any additional items from members of City Council?
Mr. Mayor, I need to schedule a Streets Committee meeting to discuss Resolution 5, 2018.
All right, that's, please make that 8B, schedule Streets Committee, correct? I'm not good enough with the numbers. What is?
That was the proposed resolution to support the county from raising the...
The license, yes. License fee, okay. Any additional items? Seeing none. Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Is there a motion to approve the council agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. Mr. Sanford is on his way back from an Easter visit. That's why he's not with us tonight. Hope he didn't hit weather coming through the mountains. There was weather that direction. I know. Okay, agenda item 4. Is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on March 19th. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the March 19th, 2018 meeting minutes for the Sylvania City Council as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from our March 19th, 2018 meeting as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved as submitted. Agenda item 5 has to do with a retaining wall project on the SOMO property. This is a requirement of closing on the property, moving ahead with the property, not of closing, that we have an agreement what to do with it. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, when the Alta survey was completed for the property, it was discovered that the retaining wall actually on the back side of the what's commonly referred to as the Georgia Coppolis property is actually owned to the city property by about 5 feet. As part of the purchase agreement, it requires the city to remove that encroachment, and the reconstruction of the wall and the beautification of the wall along that route was something that had been considered as part of the project in the for some time now. In doing so and in discovering that it was on our property, it just stepped up the timetable for that. So we have received a proposal from Northwest Consultants out of Toledo in the amount of $16,127 to provide the engineering design for that. And we would recommend moving forward from authorization to construction completion. We're looking at about 5 months. And that will be right about the time that we'll be receiving construction drawings from the developer for their project. So we would recommend moving forward.
is not where the building is going. This is over at the edge of the parking lot at the north end, so it is not going to hold up the construction progress in any way. Any questions of Mr. Aller?
I had a couple of questions, Mr. Mayor. Kevin, if SOMO is going, and the property is going to enjoy the benefit of this, are they providing input on what they want this retaining wall to look like?
Yeah, we've been in consultation with them. We plan on using it. It's a product called Ready Rock. It's basically a concrete manufactured rock, if you will. But then you can stain it whatever color you'd like, and we'll be able to blend that into the SOMO development then.
Okay.
Yes.
Our samples in the service department office and pictures of installations, if you want to see them. Ready Rock is what we used on 10 Mile Creek, just west of Main Street, I believe, also.
West of Main Street, if you travel the highways and any place where you see what appears to be rock holding up an embankment on the highway, that's in all likelihood Ready Rock. It's a pretty popular product, and there are hundreds of stain colors to choose from.
Thank you.
Mrs. Hussman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 18-2018. All members of council previously receiving copies, I would like to read by title only, accepting the proposal of Northwest Consultants, Inc. to provide structural engineering services for the South of Monroe retaining wall improvement project, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $16,127, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 18-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 18-2018.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 18-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 18-2018 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 6. Again, you were distributed with a copy of this at your council places. This is a resolution that must be made prior to any annexation hearing. It's a statement of the services that the city would be providing. Mrs. Brining.
That's correct, Mr. Mayor. You did a great job summarizing it, and this is procedurally, we just have to get this filed before the annexation hearing for the Mayberry property, which is currently scheduled for May 1st, and these are the standard services that we typically provide for any city property, so I would recommend its approval.
And the hearing in front of the county commissioners is still scheduled for
May 1st.
May Day. Okay. All right. Any questions for the law director? Mr. Hanum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce resolution number 6-2018. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Adopting a statement pursuant to revised code of Ohio 709.03D indicating what services will be provided to the area proposed to be annexed to the city of Sylvania by petition for annexation filed with the Board of Lucas County Commissioners, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that resolution number 6-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of resolution number 6-2018 as an emergency measure.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 6-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 6-2018 is approved. Agenda item 7 is the transfer of location of an existing D5 and D6 liquor permit for Tony Paco's here in Sylvania. As I'm sure you're aware, Tony Paco's is moving out of the current center there in front of Sylvania Country Club and moving north onto Alexis Road into what was billed as a, or was last a chicken place, a Boston Chicken outlet. Work is underway on that site. They're replacing the roof. They're working on the siding. They're up there setting new mechanical units today when I drove by. I think their intention is to open in June. I think that's what I heard. And part of the reason is so they can have a drive-through window as they have at their other new facilities on Secor Road and in Maumee. Maumee was a new building from scratch. The one over on Secor Road was a remodeled building. It was originally built as a Krispy Kreme donut, I think, or something like that. And it's been a taco place. And they totally redid it. Seems pretty popular over there, so I'm happy we're getting the improvement here in Sylvania. This is a transfer of the liquor permit. Chief, do you have any reasons?
No, so, Mr. Mayor, the police department has no objections to this transfer. It'd be our recommendation to council not to request a hearing at this time.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded not to request a local hearing on this transfer of location. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we will file the report back to the Ohio Division of Liquor Control thusly. Added agenda item 8A is a report of the Committee of the Whole meeting held this evening at 6:30 in these council chambers. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you stated, the Committee of the Whole meeting met today, April 2nd, 2018 at 6:30. All members of council were present. Also joining us were Leslie Brining, Kevin Allard, Chief Rodas, Mayor Stow, and Mrs. Booker, and from the community, Carol Lynn Huber joined us, and Chief Ramstaff through as well. Our primary focus for this meeting was discussion on public comment for the Toledo Water Authority Memorandum of Understanding. And we were anticipating seeing a new Memorandum of Understanding, but it has been stalled, we learned from the mayor. And the mayor did bring us up to speed on current activity around the Toledo Water Authority. He did indicate that it appears that the Toledo City Council interest in putting this issue on the ballot is unlikely. And he also indicated that there are several options still that we could consider, but also that many of the other partners in the TAWA Memorandum of Understanding are considering alternate water sources. Certainly something for us to consider would be the possibility of running a line in cooperation with Monroe and with the city of Monroe, as well as the county of Monroe, with the Sylvania Great Lakes Water Authority, bringing a pipe down from the Detroit area and helping to link into water there. Benefit of that would be, of course, that we would have water access through Lake Huron, which would provide yet an alternate source and provide some redundancy opportunities potentially for us. The mayor did share in detail some of the other concerns. He did share some of the thoughts from the other communities, but most significantly, I think we realized in this meeting that things are still very much in discussion and the path forward is trying to be identified. Carol Lynn Huber did step up and speak a little bit. She had a couple questions, but she expressed her support for consideration of an alternate water source. So I think if any other members of council have something they'd like to add, Ms. McCann, the meeting adjourned at 7:20.
Thank you. Added agenda item 8B is to schedule a committee report or committee meeting of the Streets Committee.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. We need to schedule a Streets Committee meeting to discuss Resolution 5-2018, which was a resolution that would, if passed, it would say that we support the county in raising the licensing fees. If members of the committee want to just tack it on to next week's night of committee meetings, what you guys think? I don't foresee this taking very long, unless anybody in the committee disagrees. I think the first one that night on Tuesday the 10th is 5:30 currently, and I don't know if we could schedule it for 5:15.
It works for me.
Works for me.
Fine by me.
Awesome. 5:15 on Tuesday, April 10th, in council chambers.
That's Streets Committee.
Streets Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Richardson. We are pleased to see Chief Michael Ram here, our police chief in attendance. We appreciate your attendance. The chief has been coming to the mayor's weekly staff meetings once a month on, I believe it's the second Tuesday. And we appreciate he's been bringing us new, improved monthly reports that are keeping us more abreast of the improvements going on in the fire department. Chief, is there anything you'd like to address the council or? The administration is very pleased with the forward-looking leadership that's coming out of Chief Ram and the openness with which he's sharing his challenges and his budget and everything else. We appreciate it very much. All right. I would bring to your attention information item A. This is an interesting notice from the legislative authorities saying that every liquor permit in the city of Sylvania is going to be subject to renewal May 2nd, 2018. And this is our chance to question any troublesome liquor permit location within the city limits if we choose to do so. Chief, I don't know if you have any that particularly bother you.
I would say currently we don't have any. Last year, I'll just let everybody know, we do do some undercover buys at places. We sent in a minor, and we have had a couple spots in which we went twice, and they sold twice. So what we did last year is we sent out a warning letter to them, telling them they need to adopt a policy, basically card everybody. If you go to Kroger's on Moreau Street, and if you buy any alcohol there, you could be 70 years old, you still get carded. So we have, you know, basically encourage that with all the businesses to do the same thing. So hopefully we don't have any more problems this year. And if we do, we'll let you know.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me? Again, we have until May 2nd to submit a letter challenging any renewals. The renewals actually roll over on June the 1st. If you have any concerns, please talk to the chief and we'll see what action we should take. With that, I have no further business. Is there a vote to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, April 16th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for attending.